This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Lorenzo, Lorenzo Britton, B like boy, Ritton, senior, date of birth August 16th of 1950. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Britton with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and severe hypokalemia. His last visit was January 29th of this year. He has lost 50 pounds over the last 1 year, over the last 12 months, and he's lost 27 pounds in the last 6 months, but he is steadily and constantly losing weight. He states he has a very, very poor appetite. He feels weak. Today he's actually in a wheelchair because he is extremely weak. He does have recurrent diarrhea almost every day, as well as vomiting, which happens every day, once a day. Sometimes it's phlegm only, sometimes it's bile, sometimes it tastes like acid, he states. His wife states that he's had some unusual shaking episodes where he wasn't responsive, and she's wondered if he's had seizures at times. But they have not discussed this with you yet, so I've encouraged them to make an appointment and come in as quickly as possible to evaluate some of these problems, the profound weight loss, severe vomiting, diarrhea, fatigue, and weakness, also the possibility of seizures. The patient did use potassium. When we saw him in January, he got a 10 mil equivalent daily dose of potassium. At that time, the potassium level was 3.4, and that did help and was well tolerated. But now at the most recent emergency visit, which actually was in April of this year, potassium levels were 2.9 and 2.8. So very low, and he does need some oral potassium supplementation at this time. He denies cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have the GI disturbances. He denies any blood or melena, though. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood visualized, and no edema. Medications, he's anticoagulated with Coumadin. He takes Norvasc 10 milligram daily for blood pressure. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Ativan 0.5 milligram, a half tablet twice a day. Metoprolol 50 milligram daily. Platol 100 milligram twice a day. Lipitor 10 milligram at bedtime. Flomax 0.4 milligram at bedtime. Lexapro 10 milligram once daily, and the Rybelsus is 7 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 203 pounds, pulse 75, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 84. His neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. He does have 1+ edema of ankles and feet bilaterally. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done April 26, 2024. Creatinine is 1.4. That's stable. Estimated GFR is 53. Calcium 9.6. Sodium is 137, potassium 2.8, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.1, hemoglobin 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable renal function. And we are going to have him continue to have labs every 3 months, so he needs to get them done this month. 2, severe hypokalemia. I'm going to increase the potassium. Actually, he's been off that, so we're going to resume it it will be 20 milliequivalents once a day. And then we're going to check labs after he's been on the potassium for at least a week. And for the persistent daily vomiting, we started him on generic Zofran, 8 milligram once daily in the morning. Hopefully this will stop the vomiting. But we recommend he gets a referral to a gastroenterologist for further evaluation for the severe chronic diarrhea and the persistent daily vomiting, and maybe decide if he should see a neurologist if there's a possibility of him having any type of seizure activity. And the wife is going to make an appointment for you to see him and discuss some of these concerns as soon as possible. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. And this was a prolonged visit with this patient due to the multiple complaints and the severe diarrhea, vomiting, and instructions concerning new medication use and follow-up with for further evaluation. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.